This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Question number one, Hud was sent to Thamud. Prophet Hud was sent to Thamud. Two, Prophet Hud was sent to Thamud. Four, who was he sent to? Had. Zakallah Khair, good job. He was sent to Had. The counselor. He's too far. He was sent to Had. Hud was always killed. Hud was sent to Ad. Who was sent to Thamud? Habiba? Saleh al-Yamani. Saleh al-Yamani. Huh? And look, look. Because look, you have to ask a good question, a fast question. Allah Ta'ala is that was sick, yes, Allah Ta'ala is that was sick, yes. Am I nice or nice? Am I nice or nice? Are you all up there? No, no, no. Stay, stay. I will not see it again, so I'm going to see it today. I will. Who was sent to Thamud? Saleh. So, the son sent to Thamud. Saleh was sent to Midian? No, of course, he was sent to Thamud. Question number three. What punishment did Allah put upon Ad? Allah. A crowd? I want the full answer. I mean, the full answer. What punishment did Allah send upon Ad? So it was a drought, and then the clouds, and then what three clouds? The name of the colors of the clouds. Red, green, white. What we have the front of the flag here. And black. I want black. And black. Do you have any kids to speak? Huh? This is good. This is 8, 7 plus. Rain going for 8 days. Did you say that? Rain going for 8 days and 7 nights. We mentioned that in the ayah. And then the three clouds and the drought. Of course, it starts with drought. Why drought? Because they used to live in the desert, so they used to rely on. They used to rely because we need the desert. They didn't claim. Why? Because they used to rely on what was called Gilah, Sinah, which is agriculture. What are some of the characteristics of Prophet Saleh? He was wealthy. He was educated. Yes, so he was about to be the chief, so he was. Somebody had a good job. He has from a wealthy family, but very good, but educated. So, I give you this. No? Amen. Yes. Amen. Huh? Is that what? No slogans. You know everything. Then you talk about something. Yeah. We can describe who is because we don't have a right. But we know that for the time because we choose that part of the time, we watch for the time. So, just tell me who's our church. Why did Allah name the Prophet brother to non-believers? That's a question I was last week. It's kind of Akhuhum Sari. It's kind of Akhuhum Bud. Akhuhum. He always mentions Akhuhum, the brother. Why Allah has been with him? You know, he named the Prophet brother to the non-believers. And he's calling non-believers, your brother, your Akhi. Why? Cousins? They're from the same nation? Ukhuwah is the Fariyah. Ukhuwah is the Irsaniyah. But Ukhuwah is Qawmiyah, which is what you mentioned here. The brother from the tribe. The brother from humanity, Insania, you know, and from the tribalism. So you are right. husband. Why must he come? Because the mustard here is the limit. God, where's mustard done? Tyler, just take what I give you, okay? That's not people. Anything, just take what I give you. No. I take money. Your husband is freaking hate me. I'm sure I was looking at him to give it to my husband. No, I'm not going to take it. Okay, let's go back now with Salah and the story, and we can finish the sound of the whole time. We're going to talk about Moses in this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Father, you can now discover the difference between him and his people. After he told them, to la ilaha illallah, to the host of Father, innama anta minal mutakallimin. This is something again, it will come familiar with all the prophets. It's not going to be so. There's a religion in the prophets. But part of the coming out of them, they call him names, and amongst the names they call him, you are Zakir. So they call his father, the same name. They call him, when you are sitting there with your father, Zakir, or you've been possessed. But they didn't possess you. Who are you? You're only a person. You're a human being like us. Back to the eye. Now, here is the child. Back to the eye. You think your prophet is getting us to that? Then, where's the miracle? Give us a miracle. Bring us a miracle. Back to the eye. So, bring forth a sign if what you say is true. Now, he will bring them a sign. And would they believe? This is the problem that these people have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see some other ayat, but in the Baqarah, has put a seed in certain people that they will not believe, because Allah Azza wa Jalla came to know in his soul that there's some people, whether you bring them evidence, whatever miracle you show them, they will never believe. So they ask for a miracle. And before they ask, where's the miracle? What kind of miracle? They said, we want to see before our eyes. You see this rock right here? This rock right here? We want to see. We want to see a teapot. A devil. Why did you say a god? Why did you say we want to see a elephant? Why they said a camel? Because the desert. There's no elephant in Saudi Arabia. Are they elephants? No, there's mostly a camel. So we want to see a sea camel, but they put more details to make it hard for father. We want that sea camel to be pregnant. And we want it to be red in color. We got out where? Yeah, normally a camel, you need a male camel. Who's the husband of the camel? You? A camel, and the husband of the camel was in the community. But Arab is a jamal wa naqa. The naqa is the sea camel, the jamal is the camel. In English is camel. And the wife? Alright, the sea camel. So normally, in the sea camel, you need the camel. The male and female, right? No. Just like Adam alayhi salam, who created Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the nut, he said, be anything. So they said, Isa alayhi salam, came from no father. Adam came from no father, no mother. And Isa came from no father, but a mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of doing something with us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he's a father of Qadir. I'm trying to teach with our kids to you and I, to be able to watch the controller. When Allah wants something, all he has to do is be and it is. So they said, we want that sea camel to come out from a rock. That's what they we want you to split this rock. Yes? We want to split this rock. You, your father. You see this rock, split the rock. And behold, and we want a pregnant sea camel to surge out of the rock. And we want her to be raised in time. And so she's pregnant. So, he did. Before their eyes. Can you imagine? Before your eyes. But what would you believe if I tell you, a moose was up here. Of a many by gender are very white. So they said, and it's not magic, it's before their eyes, the camera came out, the true camera, as they are described. And there was a deal, so that's what we're going to do. The true camera is not unlike any other camera. Why? Because he's pregnant, he drinks a lot. She drinks a lot. So they have to try to do it together. It's a mission. She drinks one day, and you guys drink the other day. Because by herself, she needs lots of water. Let her drink one day, and the next day, you can drink as much as you want. You want a free camel? Here's a camel. Believe. Some truly believe. One man believes his wife, sister, whose life is going to hold grudges against fathers. So, they were kind of being pushed by the community school. Why are all we have here? I said, why are you going to come? You want to come? You want to find? Right now, and the camel means Al-Zaman. 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 Beautiful. That's something beautiful. And some kind of little brothers and sisters. Yes, the children of the Canada were in the Quran talking about, you see, which is for you more than Christmas? An elephant or a camel? Which is more interesting, a giraffe or a camel? Giraffe. It's this or a zebra, or a lion, or a camel. Yes, Allah is going to eat the Quran when he talks about the, you know, the ayah that talks about about the two camels. Look at the ayah. Remind me of the ayah. No, the ayah about the camel أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل بدر إلى الإلفنت كيف خلقت وإلى الجراف كيف خلقت وإلى النمر كيف خلق الله سبحانه Arminta. And she says, I have four daughters. Whoever kills the camel and her baby, I will let them marry and take my daughter. You know, it's a price. Or in return, kill the camel. Yet the agreement was, don't harm her, don't kill her, and let her drink. And you guys drink. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and there is a very nice old man who said, I'm going to ask a very important question. It's smart. And you should be able to answer when I ask that question. Who said, nothing in the land, never doing what is right. The nine people that this woman was hiring. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قالوا تقاسموا بالله لنبيتن وأهله ثم لنقولن لوليه ما شهدنا مهلك أهله وإنا لصادقون. They came together and they said, listen, we're gonna go to Salah and then we're gonna go,
you guys wanted a miracle. I want to
because God wanted him to be bad now. He knows they're going to be deceived. He knows I'm going to be deceived. Okay, here's the medium that question. Hi, boy. Medium that question. Only 9 people, plus one guy who from later, kills 50 camels for their babies. Why Allah destroyed them all? Yeah, you're right. Because he did. But the people followed them, and the people did not, you know, remember what he did. He did not say, he's not coming out of the house. He did not say, no, don't do that. He were with them, they followed them, and they approved what they have done. He's not making them out of this thing. No, they approved of what the sinners did for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they killed them all. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. فتولى عنهم وقال يا قوم لقد أبلغتكم رسالة ربي ونصحت لكم ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين. Because this is the body, why I highlighted this in purple. Allah said this thing. So he turned away from them saying, oh my people, surely I convey to you my Lord's message and gave you this advice. But you do not like to be advisors. ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين. I gave you the warning. I advised you. I warned you. Don't do it. But you didn't listen to me. You were so sad and so in pain and so in grief. Why did you kill these camels? He didn't do anything to you. He didn't harm you. Why did you have to go and kill her? He was really sad. Not only that the camel was killed, but also they would be punished before they defied the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why I added to that from purple? Because of this. But I think that was a point of not saying. How do you see this is better than when you are giving such advice? Do you follow or do you offer? What are the ingredients of a wise advice? If you want to give advice to someone, how do you do it? Can you try? You're going to give advice to someone. So what is the appropriate time to give advice? My topic is when do you give advice to the kids? You have to find the right time to give advice. When do you have one time to give advice? You have to give advice to give advice. What is the time of food? What was the time to give advice? So what are the ingredients of the wise advice? So you were taking advice or would you go with your argument? We should have said, no, God. That's what I heard. Why did you suspend this sentence? Did you take her advice from her? Yes. Because yes, you don't want to go inside. Right? In general, do you take advice or you don't take advice? When do you take advice? When they do it in other words, advice, that's the right time. Always think, what is the right time? But if it's something wrong, let's say, me, all I think about that. If you were to try to be fun of everyone, you all have so much money, without humility, my students. I want somebody to help you run, sort of, do that. You should definitely make a lot of mistakes. If I don't have a bad heart, I may take my gun and fight back. Not like a gun, okay? I would fight back even if I'm wrong. I would try to make something I'd not to look bad for my head. But you would try to what? Think the right time for advice. Wait until maybe people leave and then go to that place to walk around. Not a problem. If you're a kid, don't give advice to your kid for a minute on the phone. You're not going to look at me that. If you're not going to say, you would be like, you would never forget that, by the way. If you're not going to give advice, you would hate your boss too. complain about what society says to do that. Look at your cousin, he's doing. Look how nice he is. Look how he listens to his parents. Look how amazing he is. Look at. Are you really a son? Oh, having a good son or let me go. I don't know. Pick the right time, pick the right place. Not only the right time, the right thing. Where am I going to keep this advice? Not only the right thing, but pick the right time. And also, the right words is very, very important. Still in my story, from the whole, is that when he heard this message, when you tell your son, pray, if you don't pray, you'll go to his fire. If you don't pray, you're going to go to Jahannam. Or if you pray, you go to heaven. The same message, yet, if you pray, there is nothing like that word that if you don't pray, you'll go to heaven. You need to pick the right time, the right place, and the right words for giving advice. So this is, you know, not the truth. فعقروا الله وقال تمتعوا في داركم ثلاثة أيام ذلك وعد غير مكذوب. So now came the sign from Salah alayhi salam, but the kid he warned them, you have only 3 more days. Enjoy your life. Pray all you want. 3 days. In 3 days, you will all be destroyed. 3 days and thou be believed. He sat down waiting for them. فلما جاء أمرنا, remember the punishment of the people of Ad, the drought, the rain, the clouds. Here, Allah will listen a different type. I'm going to ask this question, which is an interesting question, and I hope someone will catch it. فلما جاءونا نجينا صالحا والذين آمنوا معه برحمة منا ومن خزي يومئذ إن ربك هو القوي العزيز. With our commitment, we say صالحا those who believe with them, with him by the mercy of Allah, and spared them by the grace of that thing, the day of judgment. Surely the road going to all powerful Almighty. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said his punishment. What is the punishment? Look. The face was turned yellow on the first day. On the 3 days, he gave us 3 days. The first day, the face was turned yellow. The second day, the face was turned red. The second day, the face was turned black. And then, on the third day, after the face was turned dark, then the black. A sayha. Sometimes you just walk in, right? And when somebody comes in, and you hear that, scream! You know what I mean? Let's just say, like a woman cried, or then you hear something like, drop! You say, oh, I almost had a heart attack. So imagine this last day from who? This last day from who? And he said that. Now, here's the question. Guys, the question, why the cloud? Why the sky? Why not the rain? Why not clouds? Why not? Why? Why the bus and the punishment? But why particularly the glass? Why the cloud? Do you hear that too? Because of the camel. When the camel was making that sound, you're feeling me, feeling my baby, because you made a sound, a blast. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it upon them another type of blast, but this blast from the wind that took them out of the house. So I'm looking to somebody وأخذ الذين ظلموا الصيحة فأصبحوا في ديارهم جاثمين. And the mighty blast overtook the wrongdoers, so they were lifeless in their homes. But not, yeah, you come fast, you can't imagine. But the son of Allah is talking also about this blast is going to happen at some other time. What's that? Huh? In the day of Qiyamah, there will be another blast in the day of Qiyamah, one of the prophets, a soiha. One of the guys of the judgment, the very first one who is with fast. Whoever has remained will die, and that's what the Qiyamah is about. فَأَنَّمِ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا أَلَا إِنَّ تَمُودَ كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ أَلَا بُعْدًا لِتَمُودَ. I think I am done. And they have never lived there, surely Tamud should have walked away with Tamud. You know, as if they were never there. You know what I'm saying? فَأَنَّمِ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا. All these people, all that thing, the power they had by making, remember when we said, God made them, he used to make homes from this mountain. That's how powerful they were. With the fact Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Ladies and sisters, we all know the surah. Surah 2. Al-Duha. Wa-shamsi wa-duhaha. Not al-Duha. Wa-shamsi wa-duhaha. That's the name. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ. What is Allah doing here? What is Allah doing here? This is Qasam. Who said Qasam? No. Yes, you don't say this is Qasam. Qasam. Allah is making Qasam. You know what Qasam is? It's worse by something. Someone's flying by the space, by the sun. Someone's flying by the summer, the moon. When the hand is at the day, when they need I have the night, when the man will have the sky, when Allah will have the earth, when the sun will have the soul. Someone's flying by all this. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. He's talking about the soul. And he's talking about the soul. كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله. من رسول الله؟ صالح طبعا. فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها. ناقة فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبه فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. The people of Tamud had the truth, he said, was there no question when it was built up on the wall? Okay, giving advice on the wall. Can't you feel someone to rescue? This is it? You accept it? No. You be honest and accept? Pick the right time, the right place, and the right word to give advice. And be a step asita. Sometimes. Be a step asita. Okay, then go up and go to your mouth. Are you going to? Okay, I'm going to do that. Except asita, of course.